Welcome to Meditation Moments. I've been thinking today about the many shut-ins and those who lie in hospital beds. I often think of these because I myself spent years in shut-in land. Perhaps that's why this little verse of Martha Snell Nicholson's is so close to my heart. It's called Long Rows of Beds, and it goes like this. Long rows of beds, in each a body racked with pain, pale faces drawn with anguish, are grown dull with apathy and weariness. Sometimes old mothers with white hair about to leave this world, one with a sweet face and snowy, fluffy hair, lies all unconscious on her narrow bed. Her husband, gray and bent, stands over her in helpless, baffled grief. It seems to me that surely she must rouse and comfort him as she has done so many times before. The daily round goes on in the hospital, and the x-ray and the surgery. But sometimes sudden laughter runs like quicksilver down the room. It's where strangers often feel our hearts draw close in common ties of suffering. Long rows of beds, in each a soul blood-bought. Beside my own bed on a standard rests a jar of ruby blood, and through a tube runs the precious drops. But lying here I think of one who gave his precious blood for me, and with the blood he gives me life eternal and a home beyond the farther stars, where I shall be forever with my blessed Lord and King. Oh, he fills my hands with treasures and my heart with joy unspeakable and glory such as feeble tongue cannot describe. He gives me angels to watch over me in his robes of righteousness for me to wear, and all the riches that are his are mine. Because I'm a joint heir with Christ the Lord, and I look down the long rows of beds, and I yearn to share my treasure with them all. Long, long rows of beds, through dragging hours of night, sleep will not come to me, for I must pray. O Jesus Christ, thy passion and thy pain are throbbing in this quiet moonlit room. Thy blood was shed for every sleeper here. Thy love broods over them, and I see thee pass from bed to bed with outstretched hands, and I hear thy voice say, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. And yet again I am the way, the truth, the life. And yet they sleep, these whom the wing of death has brushed. I dimly see white faces on the pillows, and my heart is torn with grief because they do not know the heavenly visitor. And with the morn they will waken, some of them unaware that he was here, nor see his footprints on the floor, nor hear his voice still ringing on the air. O great physician, hear my earnest prayer, and show me how to make thy presence known, thy blessed face grow visible and dear to those who lie in these long rows of beds. Oh, I wish I could say some word of encouragement that would stir your faith anew and help you to reach out and touch him. I think the best I can do is to give you verses from his word that will give you new courage and restore withered hopes. And here's one of the most wonderful ones in Luke, the 4th chapter. Tells about Jesus when he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So if you're brokenhearted, if you're bruised, if you're bound, or in these verses, Christ offers himself to you as a mighty deliverer. And I know from personal experience how he can set you free. And these other wonderful verses in Luke 9:2-6, it says, he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. And then in Jeremiah 32:27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Then Malachi 4:2, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Then, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that very hour. Oh, all these wonderful promises from God's word, if you just take hold of them. In Jeremiah 30:17, I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thy wounds, saith the Lord. In Matthew 15:28, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole in that very hour. In Matthew 8:17, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And then one of my favorites is the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead. Dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. That's Romans 8:11. And then Matthew 9:35, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Isn't that precious? All these wonderful scriptures, and then there's so many, many more. And you can say with Psalms 119 this afternoon, remember thy word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Here's some closing words. When the storms come, they will, they will. Do as disciples did long ago, for he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't give up the ship, but call on him. He says, call on me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Stay in the boat. Don't give up the ship. How frightening in these days is the storms of life. But with the pilot aboard, we don't have to be afraid. God's word says, thanks be unto God which causes us to triumph in Christ. And these wonderful verses, you can claim them all. Prayer changes things. And it's for you, my friend.